The Gemara in Talk, Gemara in Pesach, Amar B'Pesach, discusses the minug of making Kiddush in Shul, Kiddush Beveis HaKnesses. And the issue is in Machokas Rav and Shmuel, whether you need Kiddush B'Makam Suda or not. Whether in order to be Yotze Yemitz of Kiddush, at least to Rabbanan, do you need to have a Suda? So we paskin, you need Kiddush B'Makam Suda. So according to the opinion, you need Kiddush B'Makam Suda. So no one's eating in Shul. So the Gemara says, no, Motzi, you're being Yotze the Orchim Yidei Chavos. So the guests, the poor people that used to eat, drink, and sleep in Shul, and that's why it's Kiddush B'Makam Suda for them. Tosis says, what? You're allowed to? I didn't know. I thought you're not allowed to eat in Shul, sleep in Shul, speak in Shul. So, like, what are you talking about? They used to eat and sleep in Shul. So, Tosfos is Mesupik. He says, maybe Pshat is they weren't really in the room. They weren't really in the Shul. There was a room adjacent next door, and they were close enough that they could hear the Kiddush, but ultimately they ate, drank, and slept in another room. That's A1. Or A2, maybe they actually ate in the shul. How could they eat in the shul? You can't eat in the shul. So it says, Bate Knesios B'Babel Al Tanai Heim Asun. That when they built the shuls in Babel, it was built Al Tanai. Yeah, with the stipulation in terms of with the different levels of Kedusha and when it would be Chal. So one answer Tosis gives is, when do we say it's Al Tanai, and then you could lower the level of Kiddush and perhaps do things. That's only Achar Churbano, after the shul is no longer being used. But while the shul is being used, it still has Kiddush space, HaKnesses, and you can't do these things. And the second shot is no. Afilu Bevinyano, even when it's up, since it's Bate Knesios Al Tanai Heim, so it's okay. So we had to try Machokas Rav and Shmuel. Whether Kiddush B'Makam Suda, we pass in Kiddush B'Makam Suda, but so according to that Shita, they said the Orchim used to eat in Shul. What do you mean eat in Shul? You're not allowed to eat in Shul. So either A1 is they ate in a room adjacent to the Shul, or A2, no, Bate Knesios and Bavel, Tanayim Asum, and therefore they were able to eat. When were they able to eat? So according to Wamshal, only after no longer in use. Then, well, the shul's in use, you can't, but after the shul wasn't in use. And the second shot, even when it's in use, the Orachim were able to eat in the shul. So the shot was, okay, that's Bismana Gemara. But Bismana said, we don't have any Orachim. No one sleeps or eats in shul. So how come we still say Kiddush today? Or do we say Kiddush today? But so the Rambam writes, he says, this like we have a Takanas Chazal or Takanas Rabbanan, that the original reason for making Chazaras Hashatz is because for the Eino Bakid, the one who didn't know how to read a Davin, so he was Yotze with Chazaras Hashatz. Like the Gemara says at the end of Rosh Hashanah. However, Bizman HaZeh, even though we only have Bikiyam, that might have been the reason for the Takana. But once the Chacham made a Takana to make Kiddush and Shul, we continue making Kiddush and Shul. I mean, once you have the Takana, even though there are Einu Bakiyam, so you continue doing Chazaras Hashatz, even if they're all Bakiyam. And similarly here, even though the original institution was because of guests, so even though Bizman said we don't have, the Takana remains. And so according to the Rambam, that's why we still have Chazaras Hashatz. And that's why we have Kiddush and Shul. So, it's a discussion whether we do or we don't today. It seems to be a Machokas Mechaber Rama. Rama seems to go against the Rambam. The Mechaber seems to say we don't make Kiddush and Shul anymore on Friday night. Well, I should do, there's no Orchim. The Mechaber says, and therefore you'll make it when you get home. And the Ramah disagrees and says, the meaning is even to make it in Shul. To Pashas, I want to say, it looks like it's a Machokas Mechaber Ramah. Whether you should make Kiddush in Shul or not. Well, it's clearly a machlokas b'chavra whether you make Kiddush in Shul, but it seems to be a machlokas. It depends on whether the Shuls were doing Al Tanayim. So the Rav Ephraim Zalman Margolis and the Matzah Ephraim says a nice pshat. He says, no, there is no machlokas machaber Rama. The machaber agrees to the Rama, and the Rama agrees to the machaber, right? So what do you mean? So what are they talking about? So he says, no, it's based on this. When the machaber lives in Tzvat, he lived in Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, they never had any Yorchim. They never were makadish to shuls al tonight. And therefore, you can't eat in the shul. So therefore, that's why the machaber says there are no guests, and therefore, no need to make kiddush in shul. But the Rama lived in Chutz La'aretz, and Chutz La'aretz, the base sacrifices were built out tonight. So therefore, you could have a scenario in theory where you have orchim, and then according to the Rama, if you didn't have orchim, just a clear breeze. But that's what Rabbi Fahim Zalmago says. It's no machokas machaber Ramah that the machaber would agree to Ramah in Chutz La'aretz, you would make Kiddush in Shul, and the Ramah would agree to the machaber that in Eretz Yisrael you wouldn't. How can we eat in Shul if we have kids? The Gemara says, so they must eat in Shul. So Tosis, how can we eat in Shul? It's us or Kedushas Beis HaKnesses. So either maybe they had a room adjacent, or the Bate Knesset and Bavo Al Tanayim, they were built. Therefore, that's when they were allowed to eat it. And further, what does that mean? Some say only the Acha Chorbano, it loses its Kedushas Beis HaKnesses. Others say even if it were Binyano, you could do it. So that's the debate there. What about Vizman HaZed, that we no longer have guests in Shul? So the Rambam writes, says, Megadeth Takana remains, even though the reason doesn't apply. Just like by Chazara Sashats, we have, even though we don't have Dino Baki, so to over here, it applies, even though we don't have any guests in Shul. And the Makhazin says, Makhokas Makhab Ramah. Makhab says, no Kiddush in Shul, and the Ramah says, yes. So Rabbi Ephraim Zalmargolis points out, it's not a machokas machaber Ramah, it's a Matzias issue. They all agree. The machaber agrees to the Ramah because Ramah lived in Chutz La'aretz, and the Ramah agrees to machaber because he lived in Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, they never had guests, that they never were makadish to shuls al tanai. So the kedush remained, you couldn't eat in shul, hence there was no, we tell them not to make kiddush in shul, but in Chutz La'aretz, they didn't make it tonight, so therefore you couldn't make Kiddush in Shul, and therefore you have the Orchim meeting, and therefore that was the minute. Even today, you know, we keep that, depending on different Shuls, on whether you make Kiddush Beis HaKnesses.